Hi, folks. Before we get started, we'd like to take a moment to let you know some of the content on this podcast may not be suitable for some audiences. It's all in good fun, but we just wanted to let you know. So enjoy, have a great time, and on with the show.
Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
I'd be antsy in my pantsy, but I couldn't stick out those easy words.
It's 96.9.
I didn't masturbate once on the flight there or back.
You're maturing.
Yeah, I'm maturing.
We have a pool situation to report on, too.
You really struggle with pools, don't you?
I just don't want vomit, and I don't want fecal matter.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You took a dip in the vomit tub.
Sunday fun day.
Her. That. Can't that. Where's my cat?
Where's my cat? Makes me put a thing in my mouth that makes me look like I have a big mouth full of
And I'll take a night, honey, tonight. Disagree.
But I couldn't stick out those easy words.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Hey! Dan.
Welcome to the Jay and Dan podcast, episode 61. We're one episode closer to syndication.
Yeah. We did it.
The podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Fox Sports Live, a show that we host every single night, 11 Eastern on Fox Sports 1. That's channel 583 on Fios.
And channel 219 on DirecTV. And at my hotel room in Palm Springs.
Woo!
Over the weekend.
We're in a hotel.
I gotta tell you guys, this is exciting. The cable system was questionable. There were like 20 channels, and we were on that goddamn hotel TV.
That'll make Jay and Dan happy.
Well, let's shout out the hotel.
Okay, no, not important. But the important thing is, it was channel 12, so it was like ESPN was like 8, ESPN was 2 is 9, ESPN 2 10, news was 10, and we were like 12. So that's what we need. We need that consistency now.
That's big. And this is a big weekend coming up for the network, because we've got our first ever NASCAR race on Fox Sports 1.
That's absolutely huge. And you went to last weekend's
the
NASCAR
Auto Club
race,
Speedway,
just outside of Los Angeles.
First time I ever went to a NASCAR race where I woke up in my own bed and then got to sleep in my own bed, because usually you have to travel far and wide to go to a NASCAR race, but this one was an hour and 20 minutes down the road. It's a great event. I met Darrell Waltrip. I got there, and Jacob Ullman, who's our good friend and boss.
Yep.
He says,
is he our boss?
He could probably fire us.
I don't think so.
DW wants to meet you.
He listens to this podcast. That's why I said that.
He says, DW wants to meet. I'm like, what? This is awesome. So I go to DW's truck. He's got a thing of bacon out there, because he's got a guy who cooks all his food for him.
Just a big pile of bacon?
There was at least, and it was like
delicious.
You could tell it was cooked by a chef, because it was perfect strips. He had gravy
to dip it in. Wait. Why perfect strips? You open a package of bacon.
No, because when I cook bacon,
you don't have to cut bacon.
It's all shriveled up, though. It's all like in a pile, but these were like laid out, like fine bacon.
Oh, were you that kid, Dan?
What are you talking about?
I'm just a pig farmer.
It wasn't shriveled. The bacon wasn't shriveled.
Makes no sense. Oh, he must have had a 3 Michelin star chef. The bacon was slightly underdone.
So my day was made before the race even began. And the big thing is, before we're pulling up in the golf cart, and Jacob's like, take your shoes off. I'm like, what?
Are you going into?
Take your shoes off. And you go in there, plush carpeting on the motorhome.
Oh, into DW's motorhome. Gotcha,
Christine. Wow. A great guy. We got into about a 20-minute chat about driver's hand positioning on the wheel.
Whoa.
I've never looked at it, but he was analyzing everyone.
It almost seems really low to me.
Yeah. He says, these guys now, I said, tell me. It was a lot more difficult in your day driving a car. He goes, hell yeah. He goes, now it's like a video game. These guys just like this.
They're so locked in there. Yeah, they just barely move that wheel. Yeah, for him, it was like crazy.
Yeah, so newfound
LTD
respect for Darrell Waltrip. What a guy. And he's got a golf cart that says DW, and then says, let's go racing on the side.
All right. Does he just rip around on the highways in that thing?
And then we're going up to our seats, and he comes running on the elevator. Hey, wait up for me. I got to get on the air. has a chat with everyone on the elevator. Who you got to win? He goes, oh, we got a diverse group here.
And wow.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy.
D-dub. So there's a great picture. Did you? Oh, you don't have Instagram.
No.
But you met some Instagram superstar or something like that?
I did meet him. He was just in the driver's meeting. Patrick, his name.
Hey, who's that good-looking guy?
Dan Blazario.
I have no idea how to say his last name. But
he's like the guy who posts pictures of him and like scantily clad women on top of tanks.
That's Patrick. Patrick does that.
Dan Blazarian.
Eric Stone Street was there. Finally got to meet him.
Oh, how did that go? Let's hear about that meeting.
He's a really nice gentleman. Yep. He says, anytime you want me on the podcast, let me know.
Really?
Yeah, he's the one who brought it up.
Well, what a nice person.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Patrick is showing a picture of his boyfriend now?
This is the Instagram star.
Oh, that's him? I thought you said he was an old guy.
No.
He looks young.
Dwight Yoakam was there.
Whoa, that's
still
cool.
Looks great. Yeah, yeah, Dwight Yoakam, what a guy.
Did he have a cowboy hat on?
He did, long jeans, suit jacket on.
Because he's completely bald. Mm-hmm. So he wears that cowboy hat.
What a resume that guy's got. Acting, singing.
He can do it all. Yeah, he's going to be at the Morongo Casino near Palm Springs. I know that because I passed his billboard.
And then the 11 finalists for American Idol were there.
The 11 finalists for American Idol.
Okay. I was staring at them the entire time.
Any hotties?
They've all got a unique look, so I was thinking, like,
that's code for ugly.
Do they
that's
go?
That's code for fugly.
These kids have problems, folks.
That's code for fugly pop stars.
So they must just get sent to a stylist and say, okay, you're going to be like the hippie. You're going to be this person because they all had a. They none of them look.
Yeah, that's
the
a good
same.
Question. We should have David Hill on, who's like the big wig of Fox, who's sort of overseeing American Idol, who calls us Les Garçons.
Yeah.
We should have him on to talk about that, like how that all works, because he runs that show now.
He does.
Or maybe we just have Seacrest on.
Seacrest would love to be on this podcast.
Lil Sketch.
Seacrest has nothing else to do.
No, he's got no other jobs.
Seacrest is just sitting around doing nothing.
And our podcast buddies, Brad Keselowski, came up to say hi. Joey Logano's like, hey, buddy, what's going on?
How good is that?
Jimmy Johnson came over.
And then Keselowski won.
Yeah, exactly. Out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was a good finish.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching it the next morning on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, we
Instead
repeat
of our
the Fox
loop.
Race. Yeah.
Yeah, we're still not looping our show. I wonder if our bosses are listening. I wake up the next morning, hotel room. Oh, I just want to watch some highlights because SportsCenter on ESPN, they don't show highlights. I don't know why they don't show highlights anymore. I'm not criticizing them. It's their decision. It's their network. I don't give a But I wake up in the morning, I want to watch some highlights, and we're showing a day-old NASCAR race. It's garbage. I'm going to bring it up with our boss, Dave Nathanson, tomorrow, and I'm going to tell him if we don't start showing the loop, I'm going to quit.
Lay
Just
ball!
Kidding. That's not going to happen.
No, don't even
No, I'm
going
to beg to stay for longer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've got a very big guest on the podcast. Ooh,
we got this next 2 weeks. It's UFC crazy.
Yeah. Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor and Dana White, president of the UFC. Conor will be this week, we think.
Yes.
Dana will be next week, we think. It could change. You could just be surprised.
And I'm supposed to be going to Ireland for my 40th, so I'll get some nice vacation tips from Conor.
Perfect. That's great. You got to ask him some questions about that.
What a guy.
Yeah. No, he's
one of
huge.
Those guys you can't take your eyes off. We were talking before we hit record, and you love him or hate him, you can't take your eyes off.
Yeah, he's a polarizing figure, but a huge superstar, and he moves the needle internationally. Like they were saying in Ireland, like 11% of his last pay-per-view came from Ireland.
Yeah, and they travel well too because the crowd.
He says the Irish are going to drown out the Brazilians, Jose Aldo's Brazilians at the and the MGM Grand in Vegas. We should mention July 11th, MGM Grand, Las Vegas. Aldo McGregor, UFC 198. I want to say 148. 148. 148.
Okay, 148.
We just said 184.
Yeah, it's 80.
189? 189. It's 189. That's what it is.
189.
Yeah.
UFC 189.
It's 189. Yes, right. I said 198. 189. I got my 18.
And also some condolences and some prayers to pass along. Mike, he's not here.
He's dead?
He's dead.
Mike is dead.
Mike is dead. That's what I was told.
God, I wish.
That's in a spice of meatball.
I wish Mike died.
Mike's not dead.
That's
he's coming
not
in with,
true.
He's coming in with Connor.
Yeah. So long, my time it is up.
That's how you're gonna. That's how you're gonna be on your deathbed, and that's your daughters and your wife will be surrounding you. Your other secret family that still lives in Peterborough that you're supporting.
Exactly.
They will be there. Everyone will have reconciled and come to terms with the fact that you had two secret families. And you will say upon dying.
My time here is up. Yeah, I went to... Anyway, it was all due.
So long, my time here is up.
That'll be your profound words upon your death.
I did come up with something. I want my obit, when I do die, to be very short.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put... Because I tell my kids, the only thing I'm scared of in life is a T-Rex. So I'll say, Dan O'Toole, how the f*** did you have a
yeah,
T-Rex?
Yeah, that was great.
Sound?
Good job, Patrick. Excellent work by Pat
say,
there.
Dan O'Toole, killed by a T-Rex.
I don't mind that.
That's it.
Mine's going to say, Jay Onright, go f*** yourselves. Or, Jay Onright, I blew it.
Go f*** yourself.
I actually kind of like that. Thinking about our deaths. How we're going to die. God, I hope I die in my sleep.
No, watch your butt. Bye, bye,
bye. Oh, I don't want to have a long, prolonged death. Or
glad we have happy topics here.
Oh, God, I just don't want that.
And I can't wait to get to 6 Degrees of Engineer Jim again.
I know.
Because it was extremely popular.
Yes,
on
it was. We got so many great suggestions. Keep them coming, people. Keep them coming.
You know what? Why don't we do that right now?
Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Can we do 6 Degrees of Engineer Jim?
Sure.
We have a couple of good ones.
Yeah, Jim. Yeah.
We'll explain it first because we had the first edition last week. So we give a name,
yep.
Engineer Jim, award-winning engineer. He tells us his relation, if any, to these people. Hit it out of the park last week. We went with Waylon Jennings and Jimi Hendrix. And
yeah.
You had a connection to both.
Yeah.
And Jay's going to toss two out this week.
Okay. This one is, man, if you have a connection to this guy, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley,
ooh.
I will be very impressed, Jim.
I do.
Unbelievable.
I do.
Mother of God.
I was at Sun Recording Studio in Memphis, Tennessee,
sure.
Where Elvis had recorded, and I was doing some recording there. I've recorded there a couple of times. It's awesome.
Wow. Is it tiny? Is it a tiny room?
Yeah. And the actual studio hasn't changed. It's the same stuff on the walls, everything. They never changed it.
Right.
The control room's a little bit different, but the recording space is still the same.
Right.
It's awesome. And it's a museum during the day, and they give tours and everything. So, like, you know, we had to wait to go in at night because during the day, they're like, well, you can't record during the day. We're doing tours. So, you know, I'm like, I got the drums set up and all the guitars and everything. I'm like, well, are these people going to just walk through and start messing around with all my stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, don't worry about a thing. You know, if they want to play the drums, it's okay. I'm like, we're
wow.
set up for recording here, you know? So they did their tours, and when they finished doing the tours, we recorded at night. So while I was there, we were staying at the Peabody Hotel. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this hotel.
Sounds
Memphis.
Historic.
It is. It is. I think it was the original hotel was built in like 1869, and where it is now was built in like the 1920s, I think around Prohibition or whatever. The guy who bought the hotel and restored it, which is beautiful, is Gary Bells. He owns all the... House of Blues.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he owns House of Blues recording studios and all that stuff. In any event, he did a beautiful job restoring it. And they have a parade of ducks that they do every day in the afternoon, like around happy hour and in the morning. And they literally, they have a band, like they play this marching band kind of music.
So real ducks,
and
like trained ducks.
Real ducks that live on the roof of the hotel, and they bring them down in the elevator and they march them out into the lobby, and there's this huge fountain in there, and the ducks go march right into the fountain and swim around in the fountain, and supposedly the water is actually from the Mississippi, and it flows right into the lobby of the hotel. And then in the afternoon, when it's time for the ducks to go back to sleep or whatever they do, they march them back out into the elevator, so and, you know, a bellhop takes them up to the roof. So anyways.
Is there duck shit everywhere?
No, it's, I mean, this hotel is spectacular. Okay. It's really cool. So I think when they march in and out, they might leave a couple things, but, you know, there's someone behind them, like, kind of cleaning up. In any event, next to the hotel, it might even be attached, is a wardrobe, a costumer, the Lansky brothers. They were Elvis's costumer. So I was there with Billy Bob. He introduced me to him, and this guy made a bunch of stuff for Billy. So I'm in there. I'm looking around. My son is like 5 at the time. And there's the Elvis, you know, suit, the white jumpsuit with the rhinestones and all the stuff. I'm like, wow, that's cool. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, you know, I can make one of those for you, you know? And I'm kind of like, oh, I think I'm all set, you know? And, you know, he had a couple, like, things on the rack or whatever, and he's like, well, you know, he goes, what about your kid? Your kid would really get a kick out of this. So he made an Elvis jumpsuit for my son.
Wow.
When he was 5 years old. I still have the thing, and it's amazing. I should bring it in. It's awesome. But I actually have a Elvis jumpsuit made by
the people that made Lansky his stuff.
That made it his stuff in Memphis.
Love
Unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable.
Sorry for the long, drawn-out
no,
story.
I loved it.
You need to borrow that and get your kids in that for Halloween.
I thought you're going to say, I should wear it, because I could probably fit into a 5-year-old jumpsuit.
It was pretty, I mean, it was expensive as hell for Halloween, but you only live once.
Exactly.
And how cool was it for Andrew to have that, man?
How really cool are those wild ducks?
Yeah, the Dan's really fixated on the ducks now.
It's actually awesome. It's a great, if you're ever in Memphis, I highly recommend it.
I gotta go.
Okay, so you're one for one.
And it's right around the corner from Rendezvous Barbecue, which is also great. And I think it's 1-800-HOGS-FLY if you want to have it sent
to
your house.
Maybe if you want to order up a little rendezvous for listening to the podcast.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
Okay, number two. I think I forgot number two. Do you remember it? Is it Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye. Wow.
It came to my mind because of the lawsuit his family just won from the.
I did listen to those songs back to back, and they do sound very similar.
Oh yeah,
extremely.
Yeah. No, that they should have won, and they did,
and they did. And now they're going after. Aren't they going after someone else too? Aren't they going after?
Might as well while the iron's hot.
Yeah, they went after Pharrell. They went after Robin Thicke.
So no Marvin Gaye connection.
Oh, T.I. I think they're going after T.I. Is he on the song?
He is.
No Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think
they're going after him, too.
After T.I.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so Marvin Gaye, did I stump
you? You did. You
First stump.
He's not going to hit all of my part.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
I'll probably have to, you know, go home and try to clean out my brain, which is probably pretty impossible.
Well, you'll be like, and tonight you'll be up and you'll be thinking, you'll be like, oh my God, I recorded Sexual Healing. I was on the boards for that.
So remember, send in your suggestions to the Jay and Dan Twitter account, the podcast Twitter account, and then we'll fire those at Engineer Jim. Before I forget, want to remind people to watch a new Fox program next Tuesday, March 31st, the debut of Weird Loners, because we are in the debut episode.
Are we in the pilot episode?
I was told we are.
Really? Okay, I was wondering that. I passed the billboard, because they have all these billboards when you come into the Fox lot, and I saw the Weird. We did a cameo in that show. It's from the creators of New Girl.
There you go.
Okay, I hope it's the pilot. We got to find that out. We should probably get Jake Kasdan, the executive producer, on, because he's had such a cool career, like directed cool movies. His dad directed Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Yeah, we should get him on. That would be a good guest, I think.
So March 31st, Weird Loners, catch it on your local Fox affiliate.
Also want to mention that we discovered that Will Forte, who we're trying to get on the podcast, but he's filming a movie now or something like that. We can't possibly just get him on the phone. We have to bring him in and then run him through the f***ing car wash here. He lives like right beside me in Santa Monica.
Really?
Yeah, and he goes to this deli that I go to all the time, apparently. I've never seen him there, but apparently he eats like 7 breakfast burritos a week.
That's another hit that the Fox Network has pumped out. Last Man on Earth.
I love it. I think it's so good.
It's very good.
Original. January Jones, you correctly pointed this out, though. Maybe the worst actress of all time.
Yeah, she's got one...
Beautiful woman. No question about it. Nobody's questioning
one acting style.
She was perfect for Mad Men, this sort of lonely housewife with no emotion.
Her SNL appearance, probably one of the
worst. That was the worst hosting job I've ever seen on that show. That was one of those ones where I thought I was watching like a 13-year-old kid in a high school pageant.
During one of the skits, I thought she was going to quit.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to walk off.
Because she was like asking for cues and stuff. And you could hear her. She's like, where do I stand? And everyone's like, what the f***? We're live, idiot. Matt Weiner isn't here to bail you out.
Yeah.
I wanted to also bring up the fact we tried to get Andrew Hammond, the Hamburglar, on today. We're going to try to get him on
from
next
week. From the Ottawa
week.
Senators, yes.
What a story this guy's been, right? I mean, just incredible goaltender. Comes up from the AHL. It's been a huge story. And Anne Murray, Canada's snowbird, has become a huge Senators fan. She was at the game the other day. Let's give a listen to this.
She sold over 54 million albums. She's won 24 Juno Awards and 4 Grammys. Please welcome a true Canadian music legend, Anne Murray, along with her daughter Dawn. Welcome, Anne.
Wow. She's looking like $1 million.
God, she looks great.
You know who announced her there? Stuntman Stu.
That was Stuntman
Stu. He's the voice of the Ottawa Senators.
He went to Algonquin College. He was on CKDJ.
That's right. He's bilingual. He does the French and the English announcing.
He can speak two languages.
Fluently. Anne Murray. So that's a bit of a shocker because she's a Leafs fan.
That is true. She is a Leafs fan. I guess maybe because she's such a Canadian icon, she kind of has to cheer for all the Canadians.
Yeah, and if someone says it, she goes, F*** you, yeah, I'm Anne Murray.
I'm Anne Murray. I am Anne f***ing Murray. Don't f***ing tell me who to f***ing cheer for. I just said that just so Mike would have to bleep all that out.
Mike, how are things looking with
Mike,
Connor?
Is everything okay with Connor?
Oh, he's great.
Oh, it looks like we're going to
peeking their head in there.
So we got somebody else, though, before Connor. Mr. Dana White.
Dana White,
come on in,
come
Dana.
Come on here, Dana.
Dana's having a seat, so...
He needed a break. There's a lot
Dana's
of,
like,
a lot of stuff
oh,
going
my
on.
God, this is so tiring. I can't...
Dana White, everybody!
Hey, Dana! How are you? Good to see you, my friend.
Come sit down.
Dana, we just saw you on UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1 in Brazil like days ago. Yeah. And then you do the Brazil thing with Jose and Connor on Monday, and then you fly here. like your schedule is insane. How
so
do you
yesterday
do it?
I was in Rio de Janeiro. I was in Miami. Popped off in Vegas to grab some new bags and was in L.A. last night for dinner.
Are you just... Yeah. But you don't
and
seem
now
like
I'm going
you...
to Boston as soon as I'm done with this.
And then you're going to Toronto. Like you're going all over
Boston,
for this.
New York, Toronto, London, Dublin, and then I go back to Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you just like, are you on fumes now, or is this is your life? This is what
you
do?
Yeah, you know, it is. I'll put it like Connor put it. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else, so
nice.
It's great.
That's good. That's
and
good.
When
like
you're busy, that
that
means business is good.
Yeah, it doesn't suck when you're busy. It's not a bad thing. You too. You too.
Right?
You
it's working out
podcasts
for
podcasts and
yeah.
working
out. Oh, yeah.
We're
everywhere.
Out. We're working with Engineer Jim. Everything's working out for
these
us.
These guys just put beds here for you at Fox?
Pretty much. Yeah. We're fine with it as long as they don't deport us, Dana. That's the key. That's what we're looking for. We just want to stick around. Hey, so
if you're going to get deported, Canada isn't a bad place to go.
Not bad at all. Okay, so since we're talking Canada, I'm just going to throw Rory McDonald at you because he's like the undercard for this huge UFC 189.
For a title fight.
Yeah.
So if he wins, if he beats Robbie Lawler, Canada gets their belt back.
That's huge. That's amazing. So this is because Rory's what, third ranked in?
I think he is.
Yeah. So do you think this is going to be a massive thing? Because this is Robbie's first title defense, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's his first defense of the belt, and you know Rory McDonald wants that belt so bad. So does Canada. Canada wants that belt back.
Do you? I hate to bring up GSP, but you know we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in contact with him? Have you been talking to him? Is there any chance we see GSP back in the octagon?
I talked to him. I offered him a fight in Montreal, and he said I'm not ready yet. I'm I'm on the fence. I'm leaning toward he's not coming back these
really?
Days. Yeah.
Was
yeah.
he simply just worn out?
Nah, he's rich, you know?
Yeah, but so are you, and you're going yeah, all over
but,
the world.
You know, I'm not done yet. I still got a lot of things that need to be done. He's rich and really doesn't have to do anything anymore if he doesn't want to. You know, he's filming some movies. From what I hear, I hope I'm able to say this. Or
just
you know,
say it. This is where we break all the
news. He is the, you know, the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, Kickboxer?
Yeah.
They're remaking it with him.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So he's filming that, and, you know, he's doing some fun stuff. I was in L.A. one day at night, and I went to the Clippers game. George St. Pierre sitting right over there in the front row. I went out one night to a concert. There's George St. Pierre in the front row.
Hanging out.
You know, listen, fighting is one of those sports that you know, you got to be hungry and you got to want it and you got to, you know, he hasn't been hungry in a long time, you know, for a lot of things. And he, like I said, he's got a lot of money. He's young. He's got a lot of other options and he's going out on top. So yeah. I'm not announcing George St. Pierre's retirement here.
I think Dana White on the Jay and Dan podcast has just announced GSP's retirement.
So we're on the subject of Canada. You know how much they love UFC in Canada.
Yeah.
When are they going to get a big card? Do you have anything on the horizon where you're like, okay, we're looking in this area, in this time frame?
Well, we're in Montreal, and we have, you know, we had two title fights. Dillashaw just fell off. Dillashaw Barao was going to be there, and he just broke his rib. So now it's, you know, Mighty Mouse is fighting. You know, and Rampage Jackson is on the card. Mike Bisping is on the card. So we have a good card up in Montreal right now. I owe a really good card to Calgary.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm working on that.
That would be amazing. I feel like out west they need to do it. Ronda Rousey, we have to talk about Ronda. She's headlining UFC 190 in Brazil. Is that right?
Yeah.
You work. I mean, she's in Furious 7. She's in the new Entourage movie. She was in Expendables 3.
And Warner Brothers just bought a book series. You know, like Twilight or something like that. You know what I mean? Like a book series to make. With Ronda.
Right.
Wow.
And so she's fighting, like, she just beat Kat. Now she's fighting again against Batch. Like, do you worry a little bit about, I mean, she's not you. She can't travel the world and just have unlimited energy like Dana White does.
She actually is me, and she can do that. She was with me in Rio because we just announced that fight. Then she flew from there to New York where she did The View, the Jimmy Fallon show. She's doing an ESPN can you say that?
We don't talk about we don't talk about that.
She's
network.
Doing a car wash at ESPN. Sorry, guys. And she flew up to Albany, New York, and is up there right now battling with the legislature to get this. She met with the mayor, and not the mayor, the governor. She met with the governor of New York. You know, Ronda Rousey can do it all. She goes everywhere. She does anything. She's amazing.
Now, is she the biggest star in the sport right now?
There's no doubt about it.
Wow. So you mentioned all these things she's doing. Do you not kind of see what happened to GSP and how he made all this money and maybe worked too much and now he's done? Do you see that happening to her? Do you have that fear?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You're supposed to work your ass off, become filthy rich, and then quit and go do something else. I wish that for my people. I don't, you know, today Brock Lesnar just announced that he's going to do his last deal with the WWE and he's going to put, you know, MMA in the rearview mirror. And everybody's hitting me up asking me how I feel. I'm happy for him. Good for him. It's good for him. It's good for his family. And this is one of those sports where, man, you got to be hungry. Like, you got to want it so bad. This isn't baseball. I mean, no disrespect to baseball or baseball players, but let me tell you what. One of my best friends that I grew up with is a baseball player. These guys, like, party the night before a game. You know, these guys go out, they hang out, and they go out and play baseball. This is not baseball. This is not basketball. This is not these other sports, man. These guys, you look at Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor, right? Conor McGregor is that young, talented, hungry guy in his prime that wants that belt so bad because that belt opens a lot of doors. And that has to be your mindset, that has to be your personality, and that has to be your drive 24/7. And if that's not it, you don't belong here.
Does Conor talk too much for your liking?
No, I mean, everybody's different. You know, some guys talk a lot, some guys don't say anything. All I care about is that you fight when you get in that octagon, and Conor does that for sure.
This is the biggest fight in the UFC since...
This is the biggest featherweight fight ever in history, and I believe this is going to be the biggest fight this year.
Do you love how Pacquiao Mayweather has finally happened, probably 6 years after everyone
right.
wanted it to happen?
True.
Meanwhile, you got these two superstars at the peak of their – I mean, this is great for you guys.
There's nothing better than when two of the best in the world in their prime fighting for it all. I mean, that's what this sport's really all about.
July 11th, load up on the pay-per-views. Connor said something that I thought was pretty funny, but maybe you agree with him, that he thinks the pay-per-view numbers for UFC 189 are going to approach – Mayweather Pacquiao. When he says things like that, you have to answer to that kind of stuff.
He's an optimistic guy. I like it. I like where his head's at. I hope he's right on that one. But this is definitely going to be the biggest fight for us this year, I think. And that's saying a lot. I mean, John Jones fought Cormier. It was a great pay-per-view for us. Diaz and Silva did great. Ronda Rousey's last fight almost beat Silva Diaz. And now these guys are going to go, and we still got John Jones and Anthony Johnson, and we got Weidman versus Vitor Belfort.
Yeah,
so it's a good year, and we had a horrible year last year. Everybody got injured. Yeah. Couldn't have been worse. This first quarter is the best first quarter in the history of the company, and that's saying a lot.
And you're on Fox, you're on Fox Sports 1, and we love having you. We love being associated with you, and it's great to finally have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Man.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming on. And cool. What are you going to do now? What happens tonight? What does Dana do tonight?
So I'm leaving here. I'm jumping on a plane. I'm flying to Boston. I'm going to land at 3 a.m.
Jesus.
We got it worked out for the gym to stay open. I'm going to work out, and then I'm going to do my day, and then jump on the plane and go to New York.
Unreal. Well, listen, I love your energy. I love the fact that you stopped by to see us, and maybe we'll see you again sometime.
Thanks.
Hanging out.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Dana White.
Dana White.
What a guy.
It's
very
Thanks,
awkward
Dana.
When guests leave.
We don't know how to get. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Dana.
You.
Take care.
Full of energy. Just
love
a
it.
Really nice guy. See you later, Dana.
Thank you, Dana White. Terrific. Man, what a guy. Great guy.
He's full of energy.
He is great. Speaking of great, twin sisters from Calgary, Alberta, music stars, Tegan and Sarah, inducted in the Canadian Wall of Fame this week.
Everything is awesome.
The Lego Movie song they did.
By the way, you go to Legoland, that song is playing on a loop.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. They're great.
How did that not get nominated?
That's a great question. I think
know the
everyone
song was
furious.
Nominated.
Yeah, but the movie wasn't. Yeah, that was bull.
It's a really good movie.
Anyway, Tegan and Sarah, great job. Love to have them on the pod sometime.
Maybe Mike, we need to laminate McMorris
it is.
And Martin Short.
It is. No. It's a special laminate because they autographed them.
Oh.
So the one that we use would ruin it. So
they're coming up here a little bit.
Okay. But that, yeah, those are like really indestructible laminates there. Put a lot of work into those.
Nice work.
Yeah.
A lot of work into those laminates.
We wanted to call attention to a couple of youngsters.
All right.
That decided to do their own reenactment of a Jay and Dan podcast.
This is really cool.
We don't have their names. They didn't put it on there, Patrick.
I don't see it. It's a very long YouTube description.
If you are responsible for this, definitely send us a tweet. Let us know.
So let's hear a little of the Jay and Dan podcast in their eyes.
Hey, this is the Jay and Dan podcast, and we're sponsored by Coke Zero tonight.
Coke Zero makes you feel like a champion, unless you're Dan, who's not a champion like me.
Yes, that is not true.
Well, you're just not really the most gifted type athletically. I mean, you sound more like that kid who would finally get his first ever breakaway in hockey and try to put the stick between your legs and go roof, and you trip and fall, break your face and break your shoulder on the goalpost. You know, it sounds very, that sounds about like you. Hey, Toolsy, or that's we learned about Dan's the O'Toole family history of injuries a couple weeks ago in the podcast from his brother Vince, who told us about Dan running into a pole and hurt breaking his face, his dad chopping his finger off with a chainsaw, which he didn't cry.
I remember that day.
And we also got a tweet. You got a tweet from your brother saying about how a time that your other brother Sean drank motor oil. This is a completely true story. We're going to have Sean O'Toole on the podcast a little bit later. He's our guest, but also we got Taggart here for another old man story. Yeah.
How about those Leafs games?
Oh, my God. Words cannot describe
4-1 lead in the third period, 10 minutes left.
All right, 4-1 lead, about 10 minutes
okay. 11.
Nice work, guys.
Well done, gentlemen.
A great head of hair on that one kid. Holy.
Man, I had hair like that when I was
That was you.
Age.
That was the
that was
character
me.
Playing
yeah,
you.
He was talking. He talked the whole time. He didn't let little Dan talk at all.
Little Dan didn't get anything
He didn't
in
get
there.
A word in. Didn't get a word in edgewise. Maybe we'll play a little more of it down the road. That was good. I like that. We got to get Pete Schrager on the line here.
He is in Arizona
yep.
at the owners' meetings.
Yeah, NFL owners' meetings.
I sent him an email this week. I said, how much money is in that room? Like billions upon billions. That's a lot of rich dudes.
Yeah, I guess really lots of places you could say that.
And that is the most exclusive of clubs, like to be a part of the owner's club.
Yeah, in the NFL especially, yeah. like it's different. It's yeah, it's kind of fascinating. I mean, plus you do have to put up with Jerry Jones, but.
Yeah, he's, I won't say anything.
And you have to put up with Dan Snyder. That's a bunch of bullshit. God, I would hate to be a Redskins fan. Racist wow. nickname. Terrible owner.
And you brought up
broken down quarterback.
A great point. Change the nickname and you sell all new merchandise.
The argument against it is so f***ing stupid. You change the nickname to something new. You say, you know what, guys, we're just do a total mea culpa. Like, just we f***ed up. We've realized we were wrong. We'll call ourselves the Washington Americans or whatever. And we got a new logo. We'll keep the colors. And boom, they'll sell a ton of new merch. Who's really, are really our fans going to be like,
you know, that's our name. That's our name. I like our racist name.
What kind of a society are
that's
we
That's our racist
living?
Name. We want to keep our racist name. Don't make us give up our name that's completely offensive to a large group of people in this country because it's tradition.
Peter Schrager on the
Sorry, Pete.
Jay Onright, get off your liberal soapbox. Oh, my God, Jay.
Pete,
whoa, what are you talking about?
Pete, it's true. Don't you think if the Redskins change their name, they go with something different, they sell a shitload of merchandise. He makes a shitload of money on it. It's a business move. Forget about the whole political size of
it. I have
stuff.
To agree.
I think you guys are missing out just how prideful and just how spiteful Daniel Snyder is.
No, we know. We're aware.
You think he's going to give in to that and the thought of making more money? He's got enough money.
Yeah.
This is a man now who is a Redskins fan. Remember this. He's a Redskins fan who wants to be the Redskins. He didn't buy the team, the Washington, D.C. Americans. He didn't buy the Washington, D.C. Wildcats. He bought the Redskins. He's digging his heels in on this. And it's gonna come to a head at some point. I think they should change the name. That's where I stand on that. I was just playing around at first. But it's become a thing where, you know, this is a, you can't make me do this, Dad. You know, like almost
of
like
course.
Society, like, you know, I own this. You can't make me do anything. And guess what? Really, all the talk we do on this and all the talk everyone else does, you can't make him do anything. He's the owner.
But what about that whole copyright thing, Shregs? Like, what if all of a sudden he doesn't have, you know what I mean? He can't control his own
copyright.
Yeah,
copyrights. Yeah. I mean, it becomes a legal thing. And just
yeah.
for the listeners, it's, basically, he doesn't own the logo anymore. Anyone can put out a Redskins T-shirt and sell it if it becomes something that they bring to court.
Then
and they
even
win that case
him,
and that whole thing.
The even him at that point, I feel like would be like, all right, you.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, man, like you talk to Redskins fans and you're mocking them and making that noise. Like,
yeah.
there are a lot of intelligent Redskins fans that do believe that way.
I know.
Like, don't push your politics on us. This is our team name. It was. Named the Redskins years before, you know, like that.
When everyone was racist, yes.
Everyone was racist, and yeah. that was okay, and now yeah. why should we change it? No, look, Jay, I agree. I think it should be changed, but it is interesting to see the political discourse on this one that everybody just thinks it's such a common sense no-brainer. The more you say that, the more I think Daniel Snyder wants to dig his heels in.
It is true. Shregs, I have to ask you a question. You're staying at a Courtyard Marriott, correct?
Oh, of course.
Okay, let's hear this, Shregs. Fox Sports 1. Maybe number 10, number 11 on the dial, maybe number 3. Where is
yeah,
it
no,
on your...
Ooh,
no, not there.
Come on, Jay. Come
oh,
on.
Boy.
No. We don't have it here. And I've been in hotels recently where they've had it, but we don't have it here. No, they've got a few different ESPN options. I think TSN is here. I think Sportsnet is here. I think CBC is here. I think they're showing old episodes of SCTV. I've seen a bunch, but I have not seen Fox Sports 1. But we're working on it. I made him turn it on at one of the sports bars. First of
Love
all,
that.
Guys, a quick tangent. there is a sports bar here called Twin Peaks. Do they have that in L.A.?
No, we do not have the Twin Peaks sports bar chain.
Okay, I want you to Google Twin Peaks. Basically, I was talking to the manager. It's the fastest rising chain restaurant in America, and it is a racier version of Hooters.
What?
So it's called Twin Peaks. The logo are two mountaintops where the tops of them look like women's nipples.
What?
Okay, that's what the logo is.
Is this like, does David Lynch own this chain?
Yeah, there it is. Twin Peaks.
About copyright infringement.
Eats,
now, Dan, read the logo.
Eats,
read the logo.
Drinks, scenic views. Yeah, Twin Peaks, it looks like two boobs. A
love
couple of
it.
So, listen, the waitresses, I don't think there's a single one over the age of 20. Not that my eyes were peering, but they all wear short flannel lumberjack outfits with equipment belts around them. So it's absurd, right? So I was there on Sunday. It's right next to the Courtyard Marriott. Naturally, we don't have Fox Sports 1, but we do have Twin Peaks. I popped my head in real quick to Twin Peaks. I said, what's the deal? I said, we have 57 locations. It's a private company. It is packed here every night, men of all ages. And, you know, the food is nothing special, the drinks are nothing special, but the scenic views are what everyone's coming for.
Did the actual manager of the restaurant say that to you? You know, our food is nothing special to you.
No. This is something that they asked the CEO. I Googled this. I was always
wow.
They asked the CEO about it, and he said he thought that Hooters had gone soft in recent years or hadn't been pushing the envelope, so he thought there was a marketplace for this. And it's a racier Hooters, a racier one. Now, I don't know what that means. I mean, the same chicken wings were delivered no matter what, but as a fan of chain restaurants, here being on the West Coast in Arizona, my eyes have been opened, and Twin Peaks are the reason why my eyes have been so wide open.
At what point do you, me, and Toolsy just pool our limited resources together to open the first Vag Wings restaurant? So just women, bottomless waitresses, just bush, wow. Trim, some of them shaved. Just vages, just like
the
pink triangle wing restaurant.
I can't believe I get to eat like this every day.
Peter Schrager, is Jerry Jones in the suite next to you at the Courtyard Marriott?
Dan, no, Jerry Jones is not in here. But the soundbite that Patrick should have dropped is, what kind of world are we living in?
And it just kind of shows what kind of youth is living today.
Pete, what goes on at these meetings?
Yeah, Pete, what happens?
Yeah, so for the media, we're here and there's good access to every owner, every coach, every general manager. But for the owners themselves, it is like any other company's off-site retreat where it's 3 days worth of seminars, meetings, some of them useful, some of them not useful. And then, of course, they vote on the different rules that are going to be changed. And then Goodell both has a commencement in the beginning, and then Goodell addresses the media at the end. So today, we're recording this on a Tuesday. I got to speak with every AFC head coach, pretty much one-on-one. I got to pull them aside, which is pretty great.
Wow.
And then tomorrow's the NFC, but then every owner, too. So, I mean, you know, I was hanging out with different owners the other night, having conversations about league-wide matters, but also their specific teams, and it's in a casual setting where they bring their family. So, pretty good. For them, though, it's a grind. They don't love it because, you know, they're not sitting here playing golf. They're actually, you know, in any other company offsite, you've got, like, your sexual harassment 101 thing. You've got your, here's your guest speaker. This guy works for a cyber software, security company. This is what we're doing on that end. It is all that stuff. It's the 101. So they kind of think it's a grind, but for the media, it's a good little run to get a chance to get access to these guys.
Very nice, Shregs. You're doing work. It never ends for you.
Trey, I love it, man. I love it. Look, I got to say this. I mean, we're out here, Glazer's out here, Garofalo's out here. We've had a pretty good presence, felt like we did really good work.
Nice.
And what's interesting is you've got all the other networks, too. So last night I'm chatting with Mike Tirico for a while. The other night, all the CBS guys. And it's kind of like, hey, look, we all cover football. We're all competitors. But let's start off, you know, the NFL year, which kicks off in March. Let's start off the year, all of us being kumbaya, and then let's go try to kick each other's asses the rest of the way.
Well, let me ask you this, Shregs. Was Tirico like, listen, we may have Monday Night Football, but I'm a little f***ing afraid of your garbage time with Katie Nolan.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I don't think Tirico was. I don't think garbage time's on Tirico's radar. He's got to call the Wimbledon, U.S. Open, and every other big Monday night game. That said, I will say multiple people did come up to me and say, "Hey, I liked you on Katie Nolan's new show, and I like you on Fox Sports Live." I was flattered. I'm excited. I think garbage time had good second episode. And guys, Fox Sports Live is clicking.
Yeah.
Whatever Michael Hughes is doing over there, the secret sauce is working. I'm enjoying it.
Schreger, they're letting us do the show we did in Canada, finally.
And Schreger, how many owners have come up and said they like your appearances on the Jay and Dan podcast?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, like, I was waiting. I was talking to Robert Kraft, and we went through a lot of different things, and at no point did he mention the Jay and Dan podcast. And that was weird. That was weird. And then I mentioned it to him, and he was like, oh, of course. And he's like, are you going to talk about Twin Peaks? I'm like, of course I'll talk about Twin Peaks. I'm going to talk about Twin Peaks. quick rant for you guys.
And yes. Oh, I love this.
Here. Really quick, but this is an unacceptable thing. If you're a man in your 30s or your 40s, please listen in right now because this is the most unacceptable thing you can do in society. I was on a flight from New York to Phoenix, sitting in a window seat next to a man in a middle seat, and he was wearing shorts and a tank top on a five-hour flight.
No.
Can't do it. I don't want to touch your leg at any point. I don't want to touch your arm at any point. And I certainly don't want to have to cross over you to go to the restroom and feel your skin.
Get your hand off my penis!
What kind of world are we living in?
And here's the thing. Flights are always freezing. Is that guy, was his teeth chattering?
Oh, no, man. He was ready for the warm weather, yo. He was wearing, what's the one? Ruka wear, bro. He was ready, bro. He was coming out here. He was going to do the Arizona thing.
Ruka wear?
RVCA,
Ruka. RVCA, whatever Mike Botticello wears in his
Ruka?
Instagram, where he's posing like Michael Jordan in a freeze frame.
I got ups there, Shrakes. I got ups.
That was also a weekend. Everyone go look at Mike Botticello's Instagram. I saw this one. He was doing some like Zoolander fit.
Classic.
Oh, my Lord. What's going on when you guys are not working? I don't know what
kind of a society.
Well, I have a question. Did you like it, Shrakes? Question. Did you like
what?
It?
What?
Did you like it on Instagram? You don't have Instagram.
Yeah,
you have a BlackBerry.
I don't have a BlackBerry, but I heard about this photo, and it was sent to me, and I said, that's cool. He's having a good time, but what the heck is going on?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, Shregs. I have a question for Mike Botticello. So you were interviewing Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell last week
for
their new movie, Get Hard.
Get Hard, yeah.
Where
can people see that?
It'll be on Fox Sports Live's YouTube, foxsportslive.com, and Fox Sports Live Twitter.
So why isn't it on Fox Sports Live, the television program?
Yeah, that's a good get.
Yeah. That's a pretty good get.
Okay.
Good question.
Mike, are you suited up? Are you like in a set? Like, is it a Fox thing or is it just like audio? I'm curious.
Yeah, it was at a junket. I was just in like casual clothes. But nobody really steps up to do these things. So I'll gladly do them.
So you just volunteer?
Like the time I did The Rock and we played that here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Ellen Page.
Yeah. When you embarrassed us. Yeah. 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 I remember that.
Did you ask Will Ferrell about the time that Jay asked him about Blades of Glory?
Right.
Should have. Yeah. Should have.
Didn't think about me then.
No.
Well, Schreger, we know you're busy. We know you want to get back to Twin Peaks. Your wings
Jules
are getting
with
cold.
The segue.
Tools he had enough. He's got the wrap-up sign. All right, blinking lights. Tools, tell me more about the hot tub you sent your daughter in that. Parenting 101. Here's a hot tub of puke. Come on, jump
get in there.
Hey, you've got your water wings on? Good.
I paid for this hotel. Get in there. Shregs, enjoy it, and we'll talk later about Vag Wings. I'm looking forward to Vag Wings.
I'm gonna mention Garbage Time to Mike Tirico. We'll see what happens.
See what he says. See you, Shregs. Yeah. Bye bye.
Love it, guys.
Never heard of that chain. It's up and comer.
I was gonna say we should apply for a franchise, but it's privately owned. Jesus, those guys are doing all right.
The menu looks pretty good.
Yeah, hot wings and hot tits.
Oh yeah, pulled pork.
Well, it's not gonna be like Vag Wings.
Pot roast.
Finger licking good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Vag wings.
Chipotle chicken.
Finger licking good. Let's see if we can copyright finger licking good as a slogan.
Yeah, no one's got that.
We got to talk to Taggart, and I think we have solved all of Taggart's audio issues from what I understand.
This is what we're told. Someone undid a cord or unplugged a cord that said, never unplug this. Right,
I'm not going to point any fingers.
Yes, that's exactly what
happened.
But
my fingers are all pointed at Mike Bob.
Oh, wait a minute. It might have been the other way around before that. We all remember how the other room was.
No.
I think it happened in the move.
Oh, in the move over to the new studio.
Yeah, somebody was trying to figure it all out. Someone said, well, this says don't unplug. That's a good idea. Let's unplug it. You know?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Boy, Shrek's just in a good mood.
People are just curious. Like, button says, don't push this button. You want to push
like
the button.
It's like Homer, in the nuclear power plant.
Shrek's is always in a great mood when he's on the road. He's in his glory. He's in his element.
He's got chain restaurants. He's got America. What more does he need? American chain restaurants. That's all he needs.
And a new one at that.
Yeah. Oh, so Twin Peaks. Got to go check this out. I wonder if are there any locations in Los Angeles?
No, not in California. Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona.
Okay.
Colorado, Florida.
They're just they're doing it alphabetically.
Yeah, breadbasket.
They're just going to start with the alphabetical states. So,
and Idaho.
To the Bs. Mm-hmm. Idaho? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I dig that.
Louisiana. I'd like to be a maitre d' at Daddy.
Yeah.
Maitre d'.
I would love to see just that you dressed in a tux, you know. It's like the food is shit, but wait till you see the tits on these waitresses, gentlemen.
We want you to
table
enjoy
for
the
six
show.
Right over here. Let me get you right.
Whoa,
over
they've
here.
Got like exactly 30 locations in Texas. They're big in Texas.
Oh,
yeah.
Everything's big
makes,
in Texas.
Makes a lot of sense.
Vegas, the strip.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
hey, yes, sir.
Next time we're in Vegas, we'll hit up Twin Peaks.
Is Canadian rock legend Jeremy Taggart on the line?
And then we'll hit up Badger.
I am.
Jeremy Taggart.
Yeah.
Tegan and Sarah inducted into the Canadian Wall of Fame today.
Well, that's great. They're both amazing ladies. Spectacular. I'm very proud of those two girls.
Have you ever encountered them, Jeremy, over the course of your career? Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a few times, and they've always been very pleasant and very friendly and super smart. And I've always heard great things. And awesome people.
Because they have kind of changed their style over the years. They used to be just an acoustic kind of duo,
kind of folky,
right?
When they started.
But now they're into kind of the techno, the
dance pop,
the dance pop.
They like the music?
I guess they've adapted to popular. They kind of tried to make a pop kind of album on that record, and
it was
just worked out. So why break it?
Absolutely, I agree. They're making Calgary proud.
Jeremy, how's the reaction? We just played a video of Anne Murray at the Senators game, them giving her a big reaction, and we know she's a Leafs fan. Is Leafs Nation up in arms?
They got to be upset about this.
Of course, always. They're wondering what's going on. What's happening, babes? She plays golf in Thornhill every day.
Yeah, that's right. She must be scratch golfer at this point, I think. Have you been...
I think she's getting a little older to be scratch. I know she did get her going. I think she's probably...
Have you been swinging the sticks?
A frustrated 10. Have I been?
Yeah.
It's winter, so not yet.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I've been gone for 2 years. I've forgotten about seasons.
Yeah, I know. It's that bad, eh? That makes me sick.
That makes me sick.
I'm sorry. Well, I only said because I golfed with my brother-in-law, my dad, yesterday. But
right, eh? No sweat. Get
we're
in
Palm Springs.
Just hit the sticks.
Yeah, I guess we did. Yeah.
No, I'm hoping to maybe get her going in April, but I'm going to go indoors maybe at some point in the next month with my boy Lairdo, who's at the National. Nice little track around here.
Nice track. How's everything going with the TNT podcast? Things are going well.
We just recorded a fresh one today. We're talking about our live show at Canadian Music Week.
Whoa, okay, let's discuss this. What's happening?
Yes, we are playing the Rivoli on May 5th.
Love the Riv. Huge. That's where Lorne Michaels discovered Kids in the Hall.
There you go, bud. So yeah, no, we're having we're going to do TNT live, a little Canadianity and comedy, and we're going to have the Flatliners, a great Canadian band, kind of play in the middle of it, and you know, maybe do Bob Cajun with J-Rock doing a verse, laying her down,
wow.
You know, a few laughs.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah, great night. A few guests, a few laughs, lots of Canadianity, some top fives. We'll hit the post with the guests, and we'll have a gas.
Well, here's a question for you. If people listening would like to come down, buy tickets, do they have to go through Canadian Music Week to get the tickets?
I guess you can get the Ticketmaster on Taggart in the letter, Taggart and Torrance, the Twitter. We'll be posting a link with the code word Canadianity to get an early ticket presale for the bots.
we're sorry how things started with our phone conversation and bringing up the fact that you can't golf yet. I'm sure Ronnie's pretty happy about this extended winter.
Oh, did you see those pictures on Instagram? Him up waist deep in the snow?
What is going on?
Yeah, he's had it. I mean, but it's interesting because, you know, I just saw him a couple weeks ago at Uncle John's funeral, and he's on these new meds that are kind of like regulating his temper in a way.
Okay.
Oh. He's not getting angry at all. He's almost the opposite.
That must be weird for you.
It's really weird. He's like sitting around and talking to everybody, and it's just like, why don't we get together more like this? What's going on here? We're wasting all this time. I got to get together more. I'm like, who the hell is this guy all of a sudden? All chatting it up. I'm like, oh, sad to leave.
So he's found the right combination.
I want me some Ronnie pills.
Me too. Yeah.
One more round of Ronnie pills.
Enjoying life, just going through it. Everything's good. I don't know. He's like, I can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
Is the Ronnie pills, maybe someone just gave him a pound of weed.
Well, he's gone through plenty of that in the past, and that never worked enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started working against him.
He used to get it from some guy in Finch and Weston named Gary. He lived in this building, and he'd go up there, and we'd get it in the van. His buddy Gary was in, like, a reggae band. It's a classic Canadianity from the early 80s.
And right. It must have been Primo Bud, too.
Everybody buys their Bud from...
He worked with him at Sears, I think. And they were buddies that was his guy for, like, 13 years, man.
Oh, man. You got to have a guy.
Good old Gary.
That's what I hear.
Gotta have a guy.
Have you been doing any radio this week?
No, I've just been rocking on the TNT and prepping for this show, and obviously doing a little call-in. I've been calling in with X92, our boys Chris Lynch and Tyler in the morning up there. We have some fun. Those guys are big Jay and Dan fans. We talk about you guys. They pump the Canadianity. It's nice to get her going in the Alberta, eh, boys?
Oh, AB. Is it Edmonton or Cowtown?
They're in the Cowtown.
Oh, Cowtown, home of Tegan and Sarah. Well, say hi to them for us. Give them our best. Maybe we can call in sometime, say hi to those dudes.
And we'll have to get Happy Ronnie on the podcast soon.
Yeah, you got to get the new Ronnie.
The new improved version 5.0.
Well, even though you guys kind of always got the best of him.
Yeah, so I feel like, well, but that's all right. That's all right. It's a new Ronnie. It's a more reflective Ronnie.
You know, I still think back the first time you ever came on the podcast when you were in town. It was our Christmas podcast. And the first time he said hello on the podcast, it was like, you could not have scripted it any better.
That was amazing.
Oh, it's like one of the greatest moments in this podcast history.
He's a genuine fella.
Yeah, he is. So are you, my friend. Hey, best luck to you. And so tag her in Torrin's Twitter account to find out how to be there for the live show at the Rivoli, correct?
Yes, yes. We will give you the Canadianity code word and link on the tag her in Torrin's Twitter. And yes, again, thank you always for the love from you guys and from the social media side and everybody there, Jim and Mike and fucking even Patrick.
Even Patrick.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Jeremy Taggart, Canadian rock legend, joining us on the podcast. You know what? I had a great moment at work this week when I got to play the Stranger Danger for people in the Fox world that have never seen it. So it explained a lot because whenever Tim sees them, producer Tim sees them, he goes, hi.
Yeah.
So it they finally said, that's why he says that.
That's it.
He never explained it.
Ever since we played that Stranger Danger video on the pod, every time I see Tim, he does say,
hi.
Every time.
So it was finally explained to them after Tim saying hi to them for 2 years like that.
By the way, Tim just didn't show up for work one day last week.
Yep. I'll kill your dog.
Just didn't show up.
No call, no show?
No call. Just didn't show up. And then eventually we tracked him. I was genuinely concerned.
We thought he was dead. I thought we'd all have to take a bus there and then we'd break down the door.
The worst. And then we'd have to see inside producer Tim's apartment. And just think of all the filth and...
Where is the banana hot dog?
Dead animals and dead hookers and
dead
everything's dead. Just a pile of dead raccoons.
He doesn't own any animals.
Just a pile of dead raccoons. They made
him. Your dog.
They just started to crawl up to his apartment. He's like, "Hey, come on in!" And then, boom, slashes their throat and just wears them as a pelt as he walks around nude in his house. And then, anyway, that's just me spitballing what Tim's apartment's
like. We're happy to announce Tim is not dead.
Tim is alive. Tim is very much alive. Michael Hughes, our executive producer of Fox Sports Live, weeknights and weekends, 11 Eastern, Fox Sports 1.
He found him. He called him.
He tracked him down. So thank God, producer Tim's alive. And he can still wear his raccoon pelt.
Why didn't he show up?
Just didn't feel like it, I guess.
He was actually very sick. But maybe call, maybe be responsible. He's in his mid-40s. At this point, you don't just not show up and be like, "Oh, I was sick. I'm sorry."
I hold power always.
Anyway.
It's been fun.
Well, we've had a great time, guys. We really have.
We're going to hear the first few chords of the Hex Dolls?
Yeah!
The Hex Dolls.
Well, what a great podcast. Thanks to Dana White. Couldn't have been nicer.
Conor McGregor next week.
Next week we will have Conor
McGregor.
Sorry
I messed up at the beginning. I thought Conor was going to be in, but he's in next week.
He's in next week. UFC 189, July 11th, MGM Grand, Las Vegas. Order your pay-per-view now. Don't forget to watch us on Fox Sports Live, 11 Eastern, Fox
Let me give the Twitter handles here for everyone involved.
Very nice.
At JNDanPod. You've got at Dana White. You got at P Schrags, S-C-H-R-A-G-S, at Taggart 7, at Engineer underscore Jim, at Micklehouse, at Hat Muldowney, M-U-L-D-O-W-N-E-Y, and at Ian Martin, who makes a second appearance in a row.
Great to see you, Ian. I-B-Martin. I-B-Martin.
I-B-Martin.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I-B-Martin.
What's the B?
Benjamin.
And it sounds like I.B. Martin.
Yes. I thought that's what it was.
Thank you. You finally,
I love
the first
it.
Person to ever pick up the double entendre.
I think it's fantastic.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh,
cool.
Sure. Yeah, Mike
gets it. Now he
gets
it. Yeah.
No. First thing that you need to know is that the internet is amazing.
Jay is at Jay Onright, and I am at FS1 O'Toole.
So. Oh, good times.
Thanks, everybody. It's been fun.
Thanks, everybody. Have a terrific week.
Elvis has just left the building.
They're going home.
So long, my time here is up.